CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out.
On the weekend, I was with one of my mates and we were looking to go out and she was wearing a pair of jeans. And girls do this kind of thing, Gaundy, where we all kind of use each other's stuff. Like, we'll all be like, oh, can I borrow that or can you borrow this?
And yeah, I've seen it happen. Yeah.
So we're all kind of sharing. And I said, oh, I really want to wear those jeans that you're wearing. And she was like, okay.
Oh, I didn't know it happened with the clothes they're already wearing. I thought it was in the closet.
She had something else that she was going to put on. So it was fine.
But she'd be wearing them all day.
No, well.
That doesn't sound like you.
Yeah.
To wear a dirty old pair of jeans from someone that's been wearing them all
jeans
day.
Jeans are different, though.
Are they? Jeans never get washed either.
Yeah, well, that's true too. Well, it gets worse.
Okay.
I drew the line at this point. She goes, yeah, of course. She goes, I'm just going to go take them off in the bathroom. I was like, why don't you just take them off here? It's not a big deal. She's like, I'm not wearing undies.
Right.
And I went, what? What do you mean you're not wearing undies? She goes, I never wear underwear with jeans.
She was going commando. Yeah.
Free flying. Yeah, free flapping, I was going to say.
I did think it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
And I said, oh.
Don't worry about it.
And then it got awkward because I was like, oh, I might pass on the
on
the jeans.
Yeah.
And she was offended.
No.
I was like, what do you mean? Like, as if you, would you wear my jeans if I was free flying in them?
I'm sure I'd look good in them if I did. No.
And then she goes, no one wears underwear with jeans, as in girls. She goes, no girls. She's like, majority of girls don't wear underwear with jeans.
Isn't it uncomfortable, though? I'm underwear with everything. Even if I wear those bike pant things to exercise, I'm underwear underneath.
Well, that's a whole other combo, wearing bike pants. But, yeah, I wear underwear with everything.
Yeah.
It's a bad feeling. Like, especially with jeans, you've got the seam. Like, that can get caught. You know, you don't want that.
No.
And we did, like, a quick poll around our group of friends. Apparently, it's a thing.
How many people are in this room with getting changed, getting ready?
Oh,
I thought
like
it was just you and one friend.
Pillow five.
There was
like five of us, and we did like a quick poll, and majority ruled. A lot of girls not wearing underwear with jeans.
Okay, in the room, how many weren't wearing underwear? No, that's not being creepy, Bree. I'm just saying.
Isolate that audio producer, H.
I'm just trying to get a.
How many weren't wearing underwear?
I'm trying to work out the percentage based on your theory.
You need to get a clear picture in your mind to think about it later. I get it. I think it was like five of us,
yes.
And it was 3-2.
So three not.
Yeah.
Okay. And how hot are those three?
No, that's enough info. Yes. You don't get any more. But I want to ask this morning on 13. I can't believe. Well, you know that game we play.
I know what you're going to do.
What?
I know what you're going to do.
What?
You want to know right now.
What?
Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah.
You want to know right this second.
Yeah.
People that listen.
Yes. And we're going to guess right this second, boys or girls, doesn't matter. We're going to guess if you're wearing undies or not.
With this game we play.
No. Okay. Simple one this morning, and you can trump us.
All right, 13, 12, 16. Doesn't matter what you're wearing under your jeans or whatever's
going
on.
It doesn't matter
this morning,
what you're wearing. You can be free flying in a dress. You can have a pair of, you know, shorts on.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
But we just need to guess what's going on.
Yeah,
okay. All
exactly.
Right. Well, I'm up for that. 13, 12, 16. If you can stump us. Tickets to our Baywatch preview screening. Event Cinemas in Tuggeri. You get to see that movie before anyone else.
So. Nice and easy one for you this morning.
Simple one. 13, 12, 16.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
We really want to know.
It's the best way to get to know people that listen to this show.
Oh, yeah. Bit of a situation happened to me on the weekend where I asked to borrow one of my friend's jeans that she was wearing at the time, and she let it slip that she doesn't wear underwear with jeans. I said, probably not going to borrow those anymore.
You keep them.
You keep them. I'll wear my own.
So, if you haven't heard this before, this is where people call the show and we guess something about them just based on having a chat to the people that listen. So, what are we trying to find out here this morning, Bree?
I want to know if people are going commando this morning.
Okay.
Are you wearing nothing? Are you letting it fly free?
Because out of five friends that you were with, three of them
said that they don't wear underwear with jeans.
Interesting. Let's go to Rachel. I need some new friends. Rachel in Niagara Park. Morning, Rach.
Morning, Rach.
Morning.
Welcome to the show.
Are you a free spirit, Rachel?
I am.
Okay.
How cold is it this morning, Rach?
It's absolutely freezing. I've already been outside, so.
Been outside. It's cold.
Feel that breeze, right?
It's a cold morning.
Yeah, very cold morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
Trying to stump us, I feel.
She likes to air it out.
Okay.
I'm going to say she's a commando.
Sure.
She's going commando.
I'll back you if
Are you
want.
Backing me in?
Yeah, I'll back in, yeah.
Rach.
I am.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes!
So we're one from one. We are one from one.
Oh, we like it.
You couldn't stump
but
us
I'd
there,
like
Rach.
To say as well, I don't go commando with jeans. That's weird to me.
I agree. The seam. You don't want the seam all up
so,
in there.
So when is it okay? At what times? When is it okay?
When is it okay, Rach?
Well, I've just dropped my boyfriend off at the train station, so I've chucked on some trackies.
Okay,
so, you know.
Trackies are nice and soft.
Okay, cool.
Not having any problems with trackies.
Let's go to Jess in Gorica. Morning, Jess.
Morning, Jess.
Morning.
Morning.
Okay.
Jess.
Yeah.
What do you do for a job?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I'm a receptionist at a real estate.
Okay. Reception at a real estate,
so I'm,
sure.
You know, you've got pencil skirt.
Yep.
Kind of encloses everything. You
I'm
going
to say, that's a good question asking what you do for a living. I'm going to say, got them on today.
I'm going to say, real estate agent.
Professional,
fancy.
Got them on.
I'm going to say, you're going with the underwear today.
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Yes!
Oh, we are two from two. Oh, we know the
I
people.
Like it.
We know the people. Amy's in Gwanilla. Morning, Amy.
Morning.
Morning.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Amy, how cheeky are you?
Maybe 7.
Oh, so you're pretty cheeky, are you?
Yeah, I reckon.
Are you spontaneous, Amy?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Do you watch The Big Bang Theory?
No.
Sensible.
Do you like
sensible?
Do you like a cool breeze in the afternoon?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to say got him on today.
Really?
Yeah, I'm feeling like you're a sensible. If you don't watch The Big Bang Theory, you know what's going on, and you've got him on.
My feeling was that she doesn't, but I'll back you on this.
Oh, you can go against me.
Yeah, I've got him on.
Yes, right
three
decision.
3 from 3, Amy. Wow.
Oh, can we round it out this morning?
Josh in Tookley. We're going with a bloke now. Let's go, Josh.
Here we go. Morning Josh. Mate.
Morning, guys.
What do you do for work, Josh?
I actually am a window cleaner, so I'm nearly actually finished.
A window cleaner.
That means he's up above people. People can see see up.
No, just shop runs.
Just shop, okay.
Just shop at the shopping centres.
No, just along the shops, like main roads, Tookley.
Okay.
So he doesn't have to worry about that underneath
I'm
going to
say, just quickly, he's a bloke that's called up this morning. I'm going to say he doesn't have him on.
I'm going to say he doesn't have
Otherwise,
him on
why
either.
Why do you call if
I'm
you're a bloke?
I'm going to say you're free flying this morning,
what
Josh.
What do we say, Josh?
I've got him on, guys.
No!
Oh! That's not the way I saw this ending, Josh. Can you just take him off? Take him off.
Mate, they're off now.
Just take him off so we're right, mate.
Put some of it back on.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Need to share a story with you. Over the holidays, I was put in the dilemma of whether or not to wear my pants.
As you do.
You know, it comes to in every person's life. That
we've all been there.
We've all been there. And I was in Brisbane at the time and I was staying at my auntie Julie's house and I was actually at a friend's place and it was late and I thought, oh, I really need to go to the bathroom, really need a wee, but I'll hold it because Julie's was around the corner. So I hopped in the car. This would have been midnight at this point. Hopped in the car, started driving to Julie's. Forgot where she lived, didn't I?
How do you forget where your auntie lives?
Well, I've only been there, like, she hasn't lived there that long.
Okay.
And it's kind of in a weird kind of area, and she lives in one of those complex things.
A retirement home.
Yeah.
She would hate to hear that, wouldn't she?
It's not. It's one of those places where everywhere looks the same. Every house looks the same.
Yeah, retirement home. I know what you mean.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Anyway, so I was put in this dilemma where what do I do? Do I just wet myself or like I tried calling her, no answer because it was late, obviously.
So you're just driving up and down these streets
driving
trying to find
frantically,
her place.
Frantically.
Yeah. No Google Maps or anything to get you home?
I didn't have the address.
Oh, okay.
Which that really put me, I was close. I knew I was so close, but I just couldn't get that last street. I was like, it's somewhere here.
And everything is magnified when you need to go to the bathroom.
Oh, it's so bad.
Come on! Stupid wrong turn.
U-turn. Anyway, I then got to the point where I left it so late that I wasn't even in a spot where I could go in the bush. I was in a public street, wasn't I?
Mm-hmm.
I was in a public street in a cul-de-sac. Had to jump out right in front of number house 22, right on the footpath. It was actually a moment in my life where I was like, you're sad. You are sad.
This reminds me of the scene in that movie where she's trying on the wedding dresses. I forget the movie, and she comes out, she's busting to go to the toilet and poos in the bucket. Yeah.
What's happening? Well, you're pooing in the street.
Bridesmaids?
Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids. Much easier if you're a guy, can I say.
And can I just tell you, you know what made it even worse? I was wearing a pair of jeans.
Right.
And for girls, they would know this. You can't just pull them down and it all works.
No.
Doesn't work like that. I had to take one leg off, didn't I?
There's a lesson for you kids.
In a public street, pants off. That's how people get on the sex offender list.
Who have you got on the phone here this morning? Who is this?
I need to get...
You didn't knock on the door, did you, of the house, just to get him on the radio? You weren't thinking of the show at that point,
yeah,
were you?
Yeah, well, the kid needs counselling. I offered to pay for it.
Guys, I do a radio show. It'd be great if you come on and just vouch for this story for me.
Someone who actually gave me a mouthful. They're on the phone right now.
Who is it?
It's my mum.
Oh, Mama Di's here.
Mum?
Morning.
Mama Di, it's been a while since
what have you
on the
raised?
Phone.
What have you raised?
I've raised a disgusting person. That was absolutely the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. I can't believe you've told that on the radio.
We've heard worse, Di. Don't worry about that.
Oh, nice.
No, honestly.
Oh. I couldn't believe how upset my mum was. She goes, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. And I was like, Mum, it happened.
What was she meant to do, Di? What would you suggest as a mother?
Well, Gandhi, I've had 3 children and I can hold it in. So, come on, the will's stronger.
The will is stronger.
And you even tried to hold Bree in when she was trying to come out, didn't you? You were just like, I don't want this in the world.
She was I'm holding her in. Put it back in.
She was 2 days
especially
late, Bree.
Especially when she broke my backbone, Gordon.
Oh, I did hear that story.
Broke a coccyx.
Broke
the old coccyx.
She's broken a few coccyx in her time since then.
Well...
Okay, so...
No, Brianna, honestly, that was disgraceful.
So at no point, at any point, it's okay. So you just got to hold it no matter what.
No, Gandhi, it's not okay. I mean, come on. The will is strong. I mean, I've held in things that you would not even think about. I held a brother in when I shouldn't have, when I was having him for hours.
Yeah. I don't want to know.
On.
All right.
You know my favourite part about this whole story is that a week later, Mum and I had to go back to Brisbane because Mum was taking me to the airport and we were driving to my auntie's house and I went, that's where I went to the toilet. That's where I weed. Right there, Mum. Right there.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Did a bit of Bikram yoga last night, Bree.
Bikram.
First time in a long time. Bikram yoga is the hot yoga.
It's not for me.
You don't like it? Don't enjoy it?
I get, like, panicky.
Just because the room's hot?
Yeah, I just don't like being that hot.
It's a long time. 90 minutes is a long time. Did it at Happy Hot Yoga in Woi Woi.
Why are you talking, like, all slow and...
Because...
mystical.
When you've done a yoga class, Bree, and you really get in tune with yourself and the ways of life...
one class.
It's all you need. You really want to share that wisdom with the people.
Oh, you're
and,
so wise.
You know, I have a platform where I can help.
You've got so much knowledge.
13 12 16 is the happy hotline.
I've got a question.
Yes. Do ask.
Oh, Sensei Gandhi.
Yes.
Eyebrows.
Yes.
Are eyebrows technically facial hair?
100% they are.
Okay.
And they need to be looked after. Good eyebrows means good facial structure. And if you don't have many, get them darkened. Really brings out the colour of your eyes.
Is that coming from personal experience or...?
Yes, because I have very blonde eyebrows.
You get them tinted.
Occasionally, just to look better. So, little tip, even ask our producer, Rach. She had her eyebrows darkened and she looked amazing. Janelle.
That was creepy.
Well, she did. She looked really
Rach,
nice. She looked really
amazing.
Nice.
Looked past tense?
Well, before that, you had no eyebrows.
We do need to
weird.
Get them redone.
Yeah, please.
We will. I'll book us in this week, Rach.
Janelle's in Carryong. Welcome, Janelle.
Morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm well. How are you feeling is the question I should be asking.
I'm really good this morning, thank you.
That's great. Ever done Bikram yoga? Have you ever done Bikram yoga before?
No, never.
Well, I have one class. So what would be your question for me after my one yoga Bikram class?
Well, I need some ideas on, well, help on how to raise a 13-year-old child.
You're asking the wrong person.
I'm yet to have any kids.
Well, you're like a 13-year-old child, Gorney.
Yes,
so...
I can talk on their behalf. What problems are you having with your 13-year-old, can I ask?
My 13-year-old daughter.
God.
Everything, yeah, daughter.
There's no helping
just
you.
Just give me some ideas on helping raise a 13-year-old daughter.
Okay, 13-year-old daughter.
It's pretty easy.
What's that?
Put her in a room, lock it, throw away the key. Bring her out when she's 19.
I've learnt over my years, Janelle, to just agree with Bree. So I'll agree with Bree on that one. Just put her in the room, throw away the key. Is there a particular problem you're having with her?
No, not really.
Just
She's
overall.
Just a difficult
13-year-old. Mm.
Take away her iPhone.
No, definitely do not do that. Do not take away her iPhone, Janelle.
That's her lifeline.
That is her life.
It'll
exactly.
be a tornado up in Janelle's house.
Glad I could help.
Sachelle in Point Claire, what's your life question?
For me, Gorney.
Hi, guys. My life question is why does it take so long for kids to get ready in the morning? But my son, he's almost six, 40 minutes for one sock. He's walking around with one sock on his other foot, but his other one, no sock at all. Like, how many times do you have to ask someone?
What is with all the kid questions this morning? It is ridiculous.
It's Monday.
Yes. One sock for
What's
the kid.
What's your life advice?
Put him in thongs. Much quicker. Much, much quicker than one sock in 40 minutes.
Or bribe the kid with chocolate.
Yes.
Always
chocolate
works.
Chocolate always really good as well.
Yeah, a trail of chocolate to the car. That'd be great. Or maybe just the chocolate in the sock.
Oh, that's
I like
good
that
too.
Idea. Or maybe don't have any more kids.
No, definitely not.
Palm him off to the grandparents.
Are you done with kids? Are you done now? How many kids
have
you got?
We are done. Okay. We are done.
All right. Very wise of you. Have you done Bikram yoga before?
I haven't, but I did pregnant yoga. Maybe that's why he's so slow.
Ooh, pregnant yoga. I'm yet to try.
Yeah, because everyone talks a lot slower at yoga. So slow.
I'm yet to try pregnant yoga, Brie.
You've got time. I've got one more question
for
you.
But more than happy to put it to the test. Yes, last question for the wise Gorney.
My question for you, wise Gorney.
Yes.
If a man has one arm, how can he be handcuffed?
Handcuff the arm to the leg.
Brilliant. Brilliance. And that's what you get.
One Bikram class, guys. It's all it takes.
Jesus.
Get up with Bree and Gornsey.
CFM.
Hey, the A-League Grand Final last night, you were at the Beery and you caught a bit of it there. Were people getting right into it or once the Mariners are out, are we out?
The penalty shootouts, like the crowd, you could tell something big was going down. I was like, what's going on? I need to see what's happening. And then, yeah, everyone was watching the Grand Final.
I do love a penalty shootout. And the game started, I mean, Victory scored first, Sydney FC scored second, and then they went into the overtime, and then it had to go to penalties. And then this is when Sydney FC brought it home.
If this goes in, it's Sydney's crown. Mikovic scores! Dreams have come true!
I always picture Aloisi running around with his jersey.
Aloisi!
When we get into the World Cup and he's running around, he's going nuts. I always think of that with the penalty shootout. But what a way to win and lose.
Penalty shootouts have always been such a brutal thing in soccer. I mean, I grew up playing and you don't want to go to penalties.
How often have you played in a penalty shootout? Is it rare? Because I seem to see it a lot when the women played in the, was it the Olympic Games?
It was the Olympics.
They went to a penalty shootout against Brazil.
The quarterfinals against Brazil in the home country of the Olympics. And remember, it was, penalty shootouts and we were up.
Yeah, the Aussie girls went up and they still lost.
And then it was my mate.
It was to
Katrina
on the
Gorry,
show
my mate,
the next day.
Who stuffed it all.
Oh, but I mean, I'm someone who, if I go down in a penalty shootout, because at one stage last night, Victory took the lead. Front in the penalty shootout. And for me, I'd be thinking, we're done here.
That's it.
But to turn it around inside a penalty shootout, you've got to have a lot of mental strength.
It's such a mental thing.
Have you played in a...
I played in a grand final that went to penalties.
Win or lose?
We won.
Oh, yeah. There's no better feeling.
We won. Yes.
No worse feeling when you lose one on penalties, but no better when you do manage to win one at the same time.
The worst part when you go to penalties in a situation like that, which I mean, my local comp grand final is not the same as an A-League grand final. But
I still think you'd feel it.
Oh, you do. You'd feel it, there's so much pressure. And the best part is when it comes down to, all right, who's taking penalties? And everyone looks at each other.
But is that not pre-selected at training? Do you not talk about that before the game? You don't honestly get to the penalty shootout and then...
I'm telling you.
Sydney FC wouldn't have looked around last night and went, who's doing what here? Anyone?
Probably not. But I'll tell you the Matildas, because I've got a couple of mates in that team. My friend Laura Alloway, she said to me when it came down to penalties in that game against Brazil, they were all talking about who was going to take the penalties on the spot.
Now, are you someone who says, give it to me? Or are you someone that says, you go, and if you stuff it up, it's all on you, and I'll either claim glory or die with you. Which one are you? Where do you sit?
I usually step up because I want to have all the glory.
Do you really?
I do. I love pressure in sport.
Really?
Yeah, I usually perform.
But what if
Although
you miss?
There has been times where I've missed.
What if you miss?
Yeah.
Like that Central Coast dude last night that played for the Mariners for so many years, and he couldn't win a grand final here, went overseas, came back and ended up winning last night for Sydney FC. What's his name?
Alex Wilkinson.
Well, you're not going to ask him to take the penalty.
Well, he missed it last night.
Exactly. So why are they picking him? He's probably nominating himself. He goes, I can redeem myself here. I can do it. And he goes,
I knew we shouldn't have given it to Alex.
Jesus.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Swear words that aren't actually swear words.
Ooh, this is grey area on the radio.
This is why I thought I'd do it this time of the morning. But if you've got one, 13, 12, 16, I'll hook you up with something for the best. Best one you've got.
The best one.
You're pretty good at these.
What, am I?
Yeah. Well, when we're talking about the cojones.
Cojones.
You come up with some pretty good ones. Or for, boobs as well.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I do like to mix it up. Well, we have to be creative because we don't get to say all the fun words.
Well, that's the thing. We're working in a job where we can't swear, but.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Exactly. But I was watching
that was close, right?
TV over the weekend, and you'll like the sound of this spring.
Now, this is an interesting one as well. Someone has actually conducted research to find out that swearing can be beneficial. It'll make you physically stronger and increase your tolerance to pain.
Makes you stronger.
I like that.
Official.
I like it.
And just to prove that they've done all the testing and stuff, they even went on down to the gym just to test a bunch of people.
So they threw people on an exercise bike. They got some to swear before and some not to swear, and they did better. The people that sweared got better.
Right.
And then also a grip test. Their strength was actually better.
Do you think swear words get you over the line? Do you reckon as you're just pushing along, you're just like, F this.
I'm going to F this up.
Do you reckon it helps? It must help.
I think so.
Yeah.
Why not?
Just really motivates you when you're mad. I always like to slip in there, I mean, for words that we can't say on air, obviously, because we're on the air. Exactly.
Professional broadcasters. Professional broadcasters.
As our boss Yamo would say, you guys are professional broadcasters.
Acma wouldn't like that.
He told me off for saying ass.
Did he?
Yamo said, I can't say smart ass.
You can't say ass?
No.
The word ass.
I can't say the word ass.
But Yamo doesn't like the word ass.
No, he hates the word ass. Oh, can you believe that?
What an ass.
I know. I like to say, what the eggs.
What the eggs.
I'm like, what the eggs is going on here?
You know what my...
Where the eggs...
You do have, say that
Where
lot.
The eggs are my keys.
So what's that replacing?
F.
Oh.
Where the F are my keys.
Gotcha.
Where the eggs are my keys.
You know Mama Di. She's been on our show quite a lot.
That's right.
She never swears. Like, never. You know what her go-to non-swear word is?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, dipstick.
Dipstick.
I'm like, woo!
I have heard dingbat from her too.
Yeah, dingbat
is another one that Mama Di loves. Remember we called Mama Di and for 3 minutes we just swore at her.
That's right.
Yeah, we played that on the radio. That didn't go down too well, did it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We also wanted her to swear for the very first time, and she...
We wanted to hear her say the F word for the first time ever.
Refused.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't even do it.
Refused.
Wouldn't even do it off the air. Sinead, is it? That's giving us a call this morning. Sinead, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, this is risky territory we're walking
Isn't
into
it?
Here, but what's your go-to swear word that's not a swear word?
Mine is doodle hole.
Doodle hole? Doodle hole.
Oh, yeah, doodle hole.
And in what context would you use that?
If I've hurt myself or, like when you stab your toe instead of swearing, because my dad's quite sensitive about swearing, so we're not allowed to do it.
And he's fine with doodle hole?
doodle hole, he still gives me a stern look, but it's not a swear word.
Okay.
Whoa!
He's only half happy with doodle hole, Bree.
Stern look on the doodle hole.
Let's go to Chantel.
Don't take that out of context.
Killarney Vale. Morning, Chantel.
Morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Well, hit us with your swear word that's not a swear word.
Well, I have a four-year-old, so I can't really... I've got to try not to swear so much. But I say fiddlesticks or fudge sticks.
Very good.
Fiddlesticks or fudge sticks.
Yep.
Okay. And how long until your four-year-old works out that fudge is actually the F-word for the other F-word, do you think?
Oh, I think he's already pretty caught on.
Is he swearing already? Is he at the age of four?
Oh, man, they started so early. I just stopped swearing, like three.
Three?
He'd say F and hell, and I was like,
whoa! It was mum, dad, and F and hell. That's his first three.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. Hello, Bree and Gaunzi's Sticky Hotline. And I'm so
sick. All right, my turn to make this call. We've both made six calls. Out of those six calls...
Yes, what's the tally?
You've got 5 sick days off.
That is good odds.
I'm the opposite. I've got 1 out of 6, so I've missed 5.
You've missed 5, got
yes.
One. You need
the one I got
this
was a ripper,
year.
Though.
Well, it doesn't matter because it's one.
Yeah, it's one good one.
Yeah.
Though, like real good.
I've got 5 good ones.
Sure. Who am I calling today?
Jealousy is a horrible thing.
It really is. It really is.
I'm going to throw you a bone this morning.
Okay.
I figured pick somewhere where Gaunzi knows a lot about. He's got a lot of experience. He's probably worked in one of these places before. Pie shop.
Oh. I would like to, actually.
You love a pie shop?
Yeah, I love a pie shop. Couple of pies. Do love it. Do love it.
Couple of pies.
Can't go wrong with a pie.
Heather Bray's Pie Shop.
Okay, whereabouts is Heather Bray's Pies, roughly?
Around the Newcastle area.
All right, punch it in for me. I'm good to go.
Here we go. I'm putting the number in.
Oh, I've got to get this thing working.
All right.
Pies.
Here we go.
Pies. Love them pies.
Don't stuff it up.
Love a good pie.
Good morning, Heather Bray Pies. Tiana speaking.
Sean, is it?
Tiana.
Oh, sorry. I should have picked your voice, Tiana.
No, you're right.
Sorry about that. Oh, man. I mean, we've only worked together 3 or 4 times. I should pick you straight away, right? Hey, who's doing the rosters there at the pie shop today?
Who's what, sorry?
Who does the rosters there at the pie shop? Who'd be best to talk to?
I do all the rosters.
Oh, you do? Oh, of course. Wow, I'm not off to a good start, am I? I'm a bit nervous.
You're right.
Because I've only just started working there, but I need to get out of a shift coming up.
Are you here at the Raymond Terrace store or the Sutton Forest?
The Forest store.
Okay, this is the Raymond Terrace one.
Oh, okay. So you don't control the rosters there?
No, that will be Denise at the Sutton Forest shop.
Hang on, maybe
one of the other girls. So I can give you their number.
I'm a little bit confused. Maybe I've got my shops mixed up. So which shop is this one?
This is the other shop.
Which shop's this one?
Raymond Terrace.
Raymond Terrace.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I've been working, yeah.
What was your name, sorry?
My name?
Yeah.
Pete.
No, you don't work at this one.
Yeah, I do deliveries.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, I pick them up, take them round, yeah. Drop off them pies.
So what are you picking up from the Raymond Terrace one?
Oh, I'm in between the two stores. I've just got to get a bunch of pies, deliver them to workplaces or something. I've only done it a handful of times.
Okay, I might get you to ring the Sutton Forest shop because Denise and Russell would be the ones that handle all that.
Okay. They've got me down to do it through you guys as well, though, and I'm just wondering if there's another delivery guy that could possibly do it.
Okay, yeah, I'm not too sure. I don't handle that side of it.
Do you have a regular delivery guy?
Not that I know of. I know it'd be Russell that handles all that.
Okay, you palmed it off a beauty. But anyway, I'll give him a call.
All right, no worries.
Thank you. This has never happened before.
Oh,
I didn't know there were two shops.
Honestly.
I was fishing.
At this game. Well, you know what? This has never happened, but I'm going to give you a second chance because I feel sorry for you.
At the other store. Well, if that's the case, I'm going straight for the jugular.
What's that mean?
I've got a little idea.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Punch
it in. All your ideas in Sticky Hotline have always worked.
Go to the other store.
Hold on, I'm just looking it up. Here we go. All right. Come on. Well, here we go. Other store, second chance.
Oh.
Come on.
I'm not messing around.
Get in the
game.
Hello, Heather Ray's Pies. Nicola speaking.
Nicola.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Is it busy there today?
We'll get there. Lunchtime will be crazy.
Oh, it's going to be flat out. How crazy is lunchtime? Oh, man, no joke. Hey, who's doing the rosters there?
Me.
Oh, you? Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I've got to get out of a shift. I've got a pie-eating competition coming up.
That's funny.
What?
What's your name?
Peter.
I don't have a Peter here.
Not one Peter?
Nope. You can try the other shop, though.
What's the other shop?
The other has braised pies.
How many pie shops are there? How far away from each other?
About 4 hours.
4 hours away?
Yep.
Have I got my pie shops mixed up?
Probably.
Okay. All right, no worries. Well, I'll do my best in the competition for you guys. I'm representing you guys.
Good luck.
Okay. Thank
you. All right, have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, I don't know. I went down the wrong road.
That was probably the worst one yet.
I
thought you were going to get better. You're getting worse.
I just thought pie shop, pie eating competition, you know.
I think she was on to you.
Yeah, straight away, as soon as I said pie eating comp.
She wasn't having a bar of it.
That's disappointing. So no points to me.
What do you think?
Peter the pie eater, anything?
Peter the pie eater.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.